Hello and welcome to Wellbeing Wanders with EECS, a podcast series that's part of our ongoing focus on student wellbeing. My name is Daryl and I'm the Director of Education in EECS, and I'm going to guide you through a short and I hope relaxing wander through the Botanic Gardens in Belfast. This short 10 to 15 minute walk starts and ends at the Botanic Gardens gate just beside the Maclay Library. So if you want to listen along as you walk, please resume the podcast episode once you're there. Welcome to Botanic Gardens. We're going to start our walk by following the path to your left as you walk through the gate. Keep your pace slow. This is intended as a relaxing walk rather than a power walk. Botanic Gardens actually opened in 1828 as a private, members-only park of the Royal Belfast Botanical and Horticultural Society. Members of the public could only visit on a Sunday up until 1895, when the whole park was bought by what would later become Belfast City Council. As you walk along the northeastern side of the park, the path ahead should start to curve to the right, and you'll see the PEC, that's the Physical Education Centre for Queen's University. And that's up there ahead through the trees. Continue to follow the path around until you see a small offshoot to your left. Take the smaller path and follow it until you pass through the intricate rose garden, which opened in 1932. At the end of the central rose garden is a set of curved stairs. As you climb them, look to your left and down the path, you'll see what looks like a large birdhouse. Turn to your right now and continue down the path. As you walk, you might be able to see the top of the bandstand peek over the trees to your right. The path will open up ahead, and you might be able to spy the tropical ravine through the trees. Okay, decision time now. If it's nice and dry, take a stroll across the grass towards the tropical house. Or if it's a bit damp, you might want to follow the path around. The tropical ravine was built in 1889 by head gardener Charles McKim on the site of an existing orchard. It houses a wide variety of tropical plants, and if it's a bit nippy outside and it's open, perhaps you may want to go inside. The internal temperature in there is likely to be about 36 degrees centigrade with 50% humidity. There are a few benches outside the tropical ravine, so if you like, you could pause the podcast here, take off your headphones and listen to the sounds of the park, the people and the birds all around you. Welcome back. Our walk is almost finished, and if you look to your left, you'll see the famous Palm House of Botanic Gardens through the trees. The Palm House was constructed in 1839 by Charles Lanyon, who also designed the beautiful red brick Lanyon building, which is so iconic to Queens. The original cost of the Palm House was £1,400, which, when adjusted for inflation, is about £181,000. A fun fact about £181,000 would be that if you cashed it into £1 coins, then led those coins end to end, they would stretch for about 2.5 miles, which, from the current spot you're standing in, would reach all the way to Samson and Goliath, the iconic yellow cranes at Harland and Wolff. Thank you. as we finish up our walk, take a look around at the amazing flower beds, carefully maintained each day by the dedicated park staff. The Maclay Library gate should just be ahead of you, and as we pass through it, you'll have completed the first wellness wander. I hope you enjoyed the walk, and thank you for sharing your time with us.